Hello, hello, hello. It is Adrian Obi. I said my last name. Anyway, it's Adrian, Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, a look inside. And I'm coming to do some readings. Why not? I was actually going to come and do some other things, but I thought, why not get in some quick readings for October, because it's almost October and Mercury is retrograde, so I might as well do things and get caught up when I have the energy to do so. So I'm just going to pull a few cards for each sign. I'm going to start with the sign of Libra, since we're in Libra season. And the first card, I can't believe it, was the Emperor, which of course would be Aries, which is the opposite or partner for Libra. So that's interesting. I wonder what's going on there. You see what cards are sticking out for me. Oh, there you go. What's that? I'll go. What? Man, oh man, the Chevets. I got a special message for you, Libra. Indeed I do. So I'm going to go ahead and tell it. So as I mentioned, the first card I got for Libra was the Emperor. The Emperor of all things, right? That's your opposite. That's opposition. Now, the Emperor is usually someone in power. It could be a boss. It could be a leader. It could be someone you have to look up to. I'm not sure. It could be your partner, because it's Aries. It's the natural partner for Libra. So I was kind of shocked that that was the first card, because many Libras might be dealing with an Aries, right? That's very common for Aries. And next, I saw the Nine of Coins. So I think that at the bottom of all this, there could be some financial success involved in this. Maybe this is about a boss. Maybe this is about someone who's in charge. I'm not sure. Maybe. But I sense that success can be there as long as you're not too into yourself. And this pertains to your relationship. Like if you're in a relationship, if you get too into yourself, well, it really doesn't give you time to think about the other person, does it? And here's a Five of Swords. So I do sense there has been some fighting, and I sense that it's time for you to put down the swords. Put the swords down. The fighting is over. And there's the Page of Cups. Have some communication with whoever this is, like emotional communication, like actually sit down, have a talk, make a phone call, make an email, write a letter, whatever it is. Because here's a three of swords. I feel that some Libras feel like they've been stabbed in the heart, or maybe you did the stabbing in the heart. Either way, maybe there has been a third party, some cheating, something like that. Oh, it's the Judgment Call, the card. Whatever this is it. Like, this is the end. Like, it's time to make a decision one way or another. And maybe you've got to sit down and strategize about it, because here's the Nine of Stabs. That's being strategic in bringing that fire decision-making ability, right? And here is the Five of Stabs ending it all. There really is a fight. It ends on the fight. Now, I could have pulled a few more cards. Let me see. How many do I have here? I only meant to do five. I tell you what, I'll pull two more, because there's eight and two more. I can do two more and not end on that fight. Let's see. What's this? Okay. Okay. What's this last card? Tell me. Oh, wow. It really wanted me to know something. Now, I'm not taking all these cards. I'm not. But I saw the Knight of Swords there. Let me try one more time. Get that last card. It popped right out. Okay, it's the Moon. Okay, so look, the last couple of cards was the Three of Coins. So that's like learning a new way of doing things, learning a new skill, learning a new way of working with other people. And there's the Moon. And that's about watching out for deception, lies, deception, deceit, whether that's from you or from a partner. It is something to watch out for. That's what this is saying. And there were two threes in this reading, and two fives. So, oh, and two nines. What? I guess this is, it really wants me to tell you this message. So let me tell you what these mean, because believe me, when you get that many doubles, it's all doubles. All of the number cards were double. So let's see what this is for you. I'll tell you in a minute. And you guys, deal with me. I'm so sorry. My voice is so dry right now, but it is. It's 11:30 at night. And I've talked a lot. And my voice is really dry for some reason, but I'm so glad to come and do this for you guys. I just wanted to do it and just get it out the way. I'll do as many as I can. And then if my voice gets too dry, then I'll stop, okay? So let's see, we've got two threes. Well, you need to seek support. So you can get support from a group of people. If your relationship, then, you know, get support if there's a problem. I told you, I sense there was something going on with the relationship. But this is like, get help from a counselor or priest or therapist or even an astrologer, someone like me. But books, videos, friends, anything. Don't go through it alone. Whatever this is, especially if there is like cheating or third party, or you're just feeling like someone stabbed you in the heart, you know, because you have to two fives, and that's really a bad combo. That's like when it's just a really bad time or a really bad day or a really bad experience, and you know, you just got to live through it and get to the next day or situation when it's not so horrific. And I think you might be going through that or have been through that. I think whatever is going on, Libra, don't forget this is Libra time. You're in power. So especially if you're dealing with an Aries. So I feel like you can pull through this, because two nines is being at the right place at the right time, and a chance meeting at love and getting opportunities when you're meant to have them. So I don't think anyone can take away the good that's supposed to come your way. That's your good. It can't be taken, okay? Because the sun is on Libra now. And look, you got the Emperor, Judgment, and the Moon. Those are your three major arcana. So it could be you're dealing with a partner, like I said, in Aries. It could be that this is about a boss or someone who's in a position of leadership over you. Maybe you're taking on a position of leadership or becoming the boss. Maybe this is about you exercising judgment and making a final decision about something, because the Judgment card is next. So maybe you have to be in that place of leadership, the boss, as it will, and make that final decision. Even the unpopular decisions, you might have to do that. Whatever you do, don't be fooled, and don't fool yourself with the Moon there. You know, some that's lies, deception, deceit, that's being fooled. That's not really seeing the whole big picture, because we're kind of lying to ourselves. And I picked up the bottom of the deck here, and it was the Two of Swords. And in this particular card, she's got her hand across her eyes. She can't see crap. She's got to make a decision, but she's like hiding herself, her eyes, from being, you know, having to make this emotional decision. And I think that's what's going on with some Libras. Maybe you've got to make some emotional decision about Aries, right? So anyway, Libra, I hope this resonated with some Libras out there. And if you haven't already done so, be sure to go ahead and visit the website. The website is astrologyalookinside.com. And also you can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/astrologyalookinside. Okay. Much love and light. So you guys hold on for a second. I've got to get some kind of liquid for my throat. Okay. I'll be back in just a moment.